Tune in to Backstory and Beyond, hosted by Northwood Retail President and industry expert Ward Kampf. With over 30 years of experience, Kampf has a unique ability to identify game-changing businesses and forecast trends. Follow him as he chats with trailblazing leaders and disruptive founders, sharing their stories and uncovering the best practices that set them apart from their industry peers. Listen on Spotify, Apple, Google, or your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss this Northwood Retail podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Gold prices have hit an all-time nominal high above $2,400 per troy ounce in recent weeks. But why in the world of digital investment is solid gold making such a sterling comeback? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
You've heard of the gold rush in California, the Australian gold rush that followed behind. But have you ever heard of the Wicklow gold rush of 1795?
There was people cutting down logs down in places now known as the Gold Mines River. And what happened was, as they were working the ground one day, there was a fallen over tree, and one of the younger chaps noticed there's something glistening underneath it. He picked up a handful of the material, put it into the river, and sure enough, there was a couple of pieces of gold, including a few nuggets. Later that day, they went down to the pub and told everyone. And the following day, every single person who had a frying pan and anything that they could use were straight down the river. In the space of 6 weeks, the local people got an estimated 16 kilos worth of gold. The gold rushes that occurred in America all occurred after the Irish Gold Rush. So a lot of the people who would have prospected over here would have actually headed over to America afterward and would have been, I suppose, highly sought after because they already had the skills necessary, whereas everyone else would have been learning from scratch.
2 centuries and some technological advances later, gold is now at an all-time nominal high.
Gold has always been universally recognised as the most valuable mineral.
With banks and investors fighting to get their hands on the limited supply.
It's actually better off in the monetary system today. The central banks are the biggest owners of gold and they're the biggest buyers of gold.
But why in the age of digital currencies is a solid metal like gold in demand?
Countries fail, currencies fail, wars happen, but gold will always be barterable.
And how can budding prospectors like us strike gold?
There's a bit of a gold rush going on in China, and what's interesting is for the first time, young people are actually buying gold in quite a big way.
Mark O'Byrne is a precious metals expert and owner of Tara Coins.
So they're buying tiny little 1 gram gold beans or gold, I think they're called yuan bao, which is just the old form of currency that they used in China many, many years ago. So it's interesting, it's Chinese consumers, it's Chinese investors. You see it in the gold ETFs in China, but it's also the Chinese Central Bank, the People's Bank of China. They're buying a lot of gold, you know, big, big tonnage, metric tons. There's 1 ounce of gold is about 2,200 euros, roughly, right now. So there's 32,000 ounces in 1 metric ton of gold, and the People's Bank of China is buying roughly 15 to 20 metric tons every single month, you know.
Irish people aren't as accustomed to buying gold as our European neighbours.
It's interesting. In Ireland, we don't have a huge tradition of buying precious metals. There was actually VAT on gold from the foundation of the state since 1922. So straight away, when you were investing or you had money, you would look at property, you would look at land. The land annually became our golden effect, you know. We love the green fields and we love the property, and that was our tangible asset, our solid investment. But I think that is slowly changing now, and I think it's much more cost effective for people to buy it now. And culturally, I think we gradually will move to it, you know.
Demand for gold from central banks across the world, including our own, is going up. But as a finite resource, the supply is not.
They once said it, actually it's the size of 1.5 football fields. It's the amount of gold on the earth.
John Lowe is the money doctor. He sees the value of gold rise in tandem with mounting political and economic uncertainty.
They say that 10% of your wealth should be in a precious metal. So it acts as a kind of a hedge in times of economic instability, essentially. So we've got all these wars, we've got recessions, we've got coronavirus. And so people tend to, when those things kind of happen, they tend to look for something that's a little bit really stable, solid, and that is not going to lose much value. I wrote about gold some 16 years ago when it was like 660. And in fact, I predicted even in that time that by 2010, it would be up to 2,000. Well, here we are in 2024, and it's $2,369 per troy ounce. The only way you can make money from gold is if it increases in value. And the predictions are that by the end of this year, it's going to go to $2,652 per troy ounce. That's 13.87%.
To put it really basically, it's shiny, it's reflective, it catches the eye. Humans have been drawn through it for millennia.
David Russell is CEO at Goldcorp, and he says the increased interest in gold in recent years is anything but a flash in the pan.
All the gold that we have that has ever been mined still exists. So a coin now that you hold could have had gold that was passing through people's hands 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. It could have been during Egyptian times. And there are some coins that are Morgan silver dollars, and they would be coins, silver dollar coins, that the cowboys would have used in the Wild West in the 1800s. So you have, when you hold coins and bars in your hand, you have a connection to history. And in this day and age of digital currencies, cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, gold really stands apart from all of that with its tangibility.
Gold prospecting is one of the world's oldest careers, and it's helped shape our everyday language. Phrases like, to see how it pans out, for example, come from the age-old gold panning practice.
It is very easy to become a gold bug and very difficult to stop being a gold bug.
Self-professed gold bug, Professor Richard Conroy, discovered a reported 546 million euros worth of gold near the Monaghan village of Clontribbet. His company, Conroy Gold and Natural Resources, is working to open a mine there.
I think over and beyond the employment that we would hope to give, I think it would be very important for Ireland to have its own gold reserves. It's one of the things that in China, on a far vaster scale, but they've been busily building up their gold reserves. They hope to equal the Fort Knox reserves in the US. As gold is very important for the financial backing, and I think indeed here we've begun to increase our gold reserves. And if we had actually gold in Ireland, we're actually producing it, it would have many major benefits for the economy generally and finances generally, as well, of course, of the work, employment and prosperity generally.
Back in a river in Wicklow's Avoca Vale, another gold bug is hoping to strike it lucky.
The whole river is moving very, very fast out there. But if we come further back along here, it's all really, really nice and slow. So all the way along here, all along this gravel bar where we have these big rocks here, this would be an ideal spot to test for gold.
Carl Payne is a gold panning and prospecting teacher with bi-monthly classes and YouTube tutorials too.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to spin the material around. I'm going to spin it backwards so that everything falls back in on itself. Any gold that we have is going to, if there is gold in here, is going to be down the very, very bottom in here. The reason being, gold is 19 times heavier than water. So if you were to put a piece of gold and say a piece of lead into a bucket of water, the gold would drop like a stone. It would drop straight away. It would physically hit the bottom of the bucket faster than the lead would. And again, like anything else, it's either gold here or there isn't. And I suppose that's half the adventure. That's the treasure hunt of it. We'll find out in a second. Yeah, we have gold.
Really?
Small little piece of gold. See up here? Very top? See just tiny little piece there?
Oh my God, no way!
Yeah, that's gold.
Oh my gosh, wow!
In this sample, Carl and I find about a grain of sand's amount of gold. But even if we'd come across a nugget, it would be considered unsaleable as the property of the state. But for Carl and his students, the experience of gold panning is still enriching.
It's a bonus at the end of the day. It's I suppose nature is the true gold. That's really what I suppose a lot of people come out here thinking, yeah, I'm going to get rich. Yeah, I'm going to get loads of gold. That's, I suppose, the mindset originally. But at the end of the day, going, geez, this is nice and relaxing. Isn't this great, you know?
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.